You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Backpacking Podcast. As always, John Kelly here with Jeremiah Stringer, right over here to my left. Jeremiah, Dad's here.
Oh, he said, how are you going to start the show? I said, well, John usually starts the show, and he'll probably say something about backpacking with Dad.
And here's the thing, that music that we played before this is really kind of indicative of Jason, if you think about it, because he's a little bit country and he's a little bit rock and roll, if you know what I mean. So definitely excited to have Jason on today. It doesn't matter how many times he's on here, he's just one of our favorite guests and one of our absolute favorite people on the face of the planet. So Jeremiah, I don't even think we need to waste any more time talking to each other. What do you think?
I'll bring him in, dude. This is going to be fun.
I think so. Let's bring in Mr. Backpacking with Jason, Mr. Backpacking with Jason, sir, Jason Waugh, Backpacking with Dad, the king, the emperor of Kentucky backpacking. What's going on, man?
Bow to you guys. What's happening, guys? I do like the little country, little rock and roll.
I mean, like you Conway are, right?
Twitty. I like Conway Twitty, and I do like Pantera. I mean, if you're putting comments in there, let me know. Conway Twitty, I mean. That's a stud beyond studs right there. I mean, that's a man's man. And then Pantera, I mean, that's as hardcore as you can get. Slayer, old school Metallica. I mean, that's a little country, a little rock and roll.
Yeah, I think it's the best way to describe you, period. There's no better way. So, Jason, tell me something. I've got a question before we even get going today.
Let's do it.
How do you put up with Jeremiah on so many backpacking trips?
Well, you know what? When I met Jeremiah, he was from South Kentucky, and I'm from Eastern Kentucky, so he's kind of like made that connection. And I like the boy. He's got an old soul. I mean, I'm 20 years older than him, and he puts up with me, you know. And, you know, my little lady calls me a child. She said, you act just like a child. And Jeremiah's, you know, so I don't know. He keeps me laughing. Let me put it that way. He keeps me laughing.
I think he keeps all of us laughing.
Yes, and, you know, my Kentucky buddies have took him right in. You know, these are some old dudes, some of them pretty rough, some of them pretty funny, and they took Jeremiah in and teased with him and laughed with him and joke with him and everything. So they've embraced him.
Hey, we've got somebody leaving a comment for you that I think might be a good one. Ready for this?
Yeah, you might have to read it to me. I don't have my glasses.
Mr. Backpacking with Jason might need to start utilizing his dad role to get that merch rolling and a-moving.
Wow, John, backpacking with Dad or backpacking with Jason merch, but I'm not sure. But no merch this way yet, John. No merch.
We do have T-shirts that say backpacking with Dad.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
And you know, how can I get merch when Mr. Jeremiah has no merch?
I mean, I know, right, man?
I mean, how can I? I mean, he's destined for it. He's due for it.
Well,
or at least like during the holiday season. That's what I told him. I said, during the holiday season, just have a one-time thing and have a lot of merch, maybe coffee mugs, some T-shirts, maybe something like that, you know, pee bottle, you know, and and sell them out like that. You know, you never know. It could be a hot seller. Would you all buy
the Jeremiah pee bottle? Could be a big deal.
Yes, that's what I was thinking too. I said one time during Christmas.
I got an idea.
Come on, Jeremiah. There's some golden ideas here.
What if I put together a bathroom kit that made by me, not literally, I would outsource it, But what if the bathroom kit was a pee bottle, okay, also a poop hammock, and like my own little poop kit that I use on each trip, the bidet, the bottle, the toilet paper, and the wipes, and the powder, and a little shovel, all wrapped into one. You got the whole mess bathroom kit, all in your one-stop shop, the Jeremiah Stringer merch store.
Does it come with a pee bottle? I mean,
it comes with an unused pee bottle, guaranteed, stamped, unused,
covered in duct tape.
You just have to let the audience know on that. Would you all get that for a holiday gift? The Jeremiah bathroom kit.
Yeah,
it could be valuable. I'm just saying.
Give me a smiley face in the comments if you want to buy a custom Jeremiah Stringer. Can you imagine? The toilet paper has my face on it.
Yeah, for every $50 super chat, we will send you a pee bottle signed by Jeremiah.
Dude, Jason.
Signed by Jeremiah.
You know, I was
Bridget or Jeremiah.
Yeah, it could be. I was packing up for this last trip that we were on, and dude, I was telling John on the last episode, I'm going to have to go ultra light on this. And I put that in air quotes, ultra light, because my pack was still like 30 pounds, but normally it's more. Okay. So
where's the ultra light? Where's that ultra light?
Well, I don't love labels. Okay. I just want to live life here. So
okay.
If we call it ultra light, I was looking at the pee bottle and I'd already put back my coffee mug. All right. So I knew I was making coffee, and I said, I have this one that comes with the kit, you know, the GSI Soloist kit. I could use it, or I could carry my extra little mug. I got the same one you do that's got the sleeve on it, and it keeps your coffee so warm for so long. And I was like, well, I already put it back. What about the pee bottle? I'm tent camping. It's almost a necessity when you're tent camping, almost. I said, no, I'm going to put it back.
I don't know that it's ever been a necessity in my world, but I'm just saying, that's just my world.
Amen, John Kelly. Amen. Nobody needs that pee bottle. Bro, you're in the woods. Get out and pee.
Do any of your friends have a pee bottle?
Well, you have one. You're my friend.
Yeah, but what about your other friends that you backpack with? Any of those ever take a pee?
Like the Kentucky guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
Oh, my God. Well, we're starting a trend here.
Okay, so we've got to go to some of these comments, because if we don't do them soon, we're gonna lose them. First off, we got a super chat from the Pizza Ninja, 99 cents. Not quite enough to get him a free pee bottle, but we definitely appreciate the super chat. We got a bunch of people on here leaving comments right now, and it's hilarious.
Any smiley faces?
We got smiley faces. A few of them on here, but none just as a thing. We do have All Things Outdoors saying, "You got one guitar, play it."
Play it. Okay. And
you got one bidet, squirt it.
Oh, that is funny.
And then Joe Rushaw says, Jeremiah's like your redheaded stepchild.
Oh. Yeah.
Jeremiah's good. He's a good kid.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you, Jason.
It says, must have Jeremiah's face on every item. That's Rachel Jean, the Gypsy Queen. That's kind of a fun name. But yeah, I think when you have Jeremiah's face on everything, I've got around here somewhere, I've got my fanny pack that's Jeremiah's face like 800 times on it. So
it's kind of funny having the pee bottle. I mean,
I think so too. If you could put his face so that his mouth is the opening of it, that'd be even better.
Oh my gosh, John, what's wrong with you, man?
Okay, Logan Crawford. He says unused. No way. Yep, we'll give away fresh pee bottles. I promise.
Say it unused.
Delta Safari says a T-shirt that says Stringer Theory.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, I like that. Yeah,
that could be like good. And then
I've heard a lot of Stringer Theory on the trail before. Yeah.
Oh, don't get me started.
Miyagi on the trail said, "Don't forget the wag bag." Jason said that those are his favorite to use in the gorge.
Oh, whatever, Miyagi, whatever. No wag bag. Hashtag no wag bag.
Got a great idea next, too. Logan Crawford is saying that we could make a ULP bottle by using a good Ziploc bag.
Oh, that's a terrible idea.
You know that's gonna bust. You know gonna bust for sure.
That gets a leak and everything's over.
Let me ask you
about speaking of Miyagi in that one, you remember when Miyagi filled up a bunch of water in a Ziploc bag in South Dakota? And he carried it all the way to camp.
Yeah.
I said, man, there is no way that that's not going to spill. Miyagi had a big Ziploc bag full of water.
He said it's
his
pillow.
He carried it all the way to spill.
It was like gallon bags?
Yes. Miyagi filled it up. We was kind of low on water, and I'm kind of goofed up. But, you know, it goes on the trail.
Jason's underplaying that. We walked a long way for that water and walked all the way back in the middle of South Dakota in the mountains, man.
Yeah.
Miyagi.
I was like, there'll be water there, but it was dry. And we had to walk a long way. But
Pierre Ferrugia, a couple comments. The first one I appreciate. He said, JK, your face is showing that you're losing weight. I appreciate that, man.
Yeah.
Down 48 pounds since January and 35 pounds since the second week of August or October.
Woo! So, all right, JK.
Yeah, so it's coming
beautiful,
off,
man.
That's what I talk about.
But this is the better comment. This is a much better comment. This is from Pierre. I warned you last time that Jeremiah will steal your cat hole.
Oh.
Pierre. See,
I personally think that should be something we need to talk about right now. I think we should talk about people stealing cat holes from other people. So, Jason, could you fill us in a little bit on what that would mean and how people would do something that dastardly and awful?
You know, I usually say friendship. Friendship is such a tight thing. You know, your friends, you know, and people would steal another person's cat hole. Being friends. All I can say is I had a nice little spot at the Red River Gorge overlooking a beautiful area in the fall time. Nice little hole dug. I come back, and I could have either lost that hole and not forget where I put it at, or I seen a bunch of leaves over with two sticks. The people I was with, I don't think did it, but Jeremiah was with me. And that seemed like something he might do. So did you or did you not use my cat hole?
Well, I have to tell you, Jason, we did have several Atod chili dogs. Several. And I also tried scooping, y'all should try this, scoop Doritos into the Atod chili dog sauce. John, can you vouch for this?
Let me tell you, I guess it was a year and a half ago. I met him and some people from his town. We met up and we were up in the gorge. He brought that stuff, and I had one of the hot dogs with it. And then I just looked at him and said, "Can you just pour a bunch of that on a plate?" He looked at me funny, so he did it. I grabbed a bag of Doritos and I went to town, man.
Oh man!
If that was in a restaurant, it would be the most popular thing in a restaurant. I mean, if they had that on a menu, if they had that at Chili's, the Atod chili dog sauce would be the number one item. Doritos, nachos, whatever.
I agree. Well,
but
I wanted you to say, Tanya wanted to let you know that she thought it was mighty big of you to dig a cat hole for him. Like that, Jason.
Yeah, I know it, Tanya.
You are a good man. You're a good man.
Yes, I know it. It's okay, though. Paybacks can come around. But I don't think Jeremiah, you know, I always used to have like a waiting on Jeremiah, waiting on a stringer, you know, and so forth like this. Yeah, and but on our last trip, Jeremiah come and woke me up at 7 a.m. and said, "Hey man, you want to go see the sunrise?" And I was like, "No, I want to sleep."
I'm really confused.
Yeah,
Jason, you were one of the first people I did like the weekend warrior style trip with ever.
Yes.
And the very first thing you told me was, every morning you got to get up and see that sunrise.
Okay. Well, he went to ask my buddy, Sean, who's in a hammock way far away down the hill. And he asked Sean. So once he asked Sean, I hollered out. I opened up my hammock. I said, "Hey, I'll go with you." And he was like, "Well, it's going to be in like 15 minutes. Well, we had a half mile all uphill to get to this spot. So I got up, put my shoes on, put my belt on, and we went up that hill. I was like, I mean, I was breathing so hard. Jeremiah was breathing like this. "Hey, man, we need to hurry." he's in great shape. You know, he's 30 years old. And I sat
there,
you know, like breathing hard as I can. Just woke up, you know, going right up the hill. But yes, me and Jeremiah, my buddy Sean was like, "No, that ain't happening." But me and Jeremiah got up there and got to see a beautiful sunrise. The White Rocks, Cumberland Gap, overlooking Virginia, Tennessee, and Kentucky. All of them are beautiful.
Yeah, John, I sent you a little clip of it. Will you show it?
What? Which one do you want to see?
The sunrise.
Oh, sunrise. Sunrise.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Right here it is, man.
Yeah, it's only like 5-10 seconds.
Nice, Stringer.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Actually, where we was at, you could see Mount LeConte and Clemens Dome from where we were standing. You could see the ridge tops at nighttime, and it was so beautiful. It stands out above everything, actually.
Yeah, dude.
That's awesome. So,
we got up there the day before, and I'll just tell everybody real quick. We went like.
Can I do something really quick before we get too far into this? I have to do this because I want to be a man of honor. So I'm going to do something right now, and I'm going to suck it up and be a man about it. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Keel Quest is here. Michigan beat us on Saturday.
Oh. Michigan beat. They topped Ohio State.
Congratulations. I'm done now. Okay, go back to your story. I just had to get it out of my system.
No.
I had to be a good sport. I'm being a good sport. I'm being a good sport.
L's down, boy.
L's down.
5 years in a row, baby.
Well, if we had to play Louisville, we would have won too. But we had to play the number three team in the country. So
your backups could beat Louisville.
Yeah, for real. The backups to the backups absolutely could beat Louisville.
For Ohio State, absolutely.
Yeah.
I just have to make sure that I'm a good sport, you know. And look at this. I even got a thank you. Look at this right here. Thank you, John. You guys are welcome.
Wow. Yeah,
real recognize real.
They're so much fun.
They are. They're so awesome. Yeah. They're both
cool
awesome.
Quest rocks. Cool Quest rocks.
All right. So back to the story. And there's a lot of people asking questions, and I think these have value to them.
Well, show them. Show them questions.
I love them. Yeah.
Okay. So we have Girl Plus Dog Adventures wants some more Jeremiah merch, and she says maybe the first piece of merch should be his face on some portal wipes. Just add a little bit of water and his face and beard will expand as it gets hydrated. What do you think? It'd be fun if Jeremiah had his like short beard, and then as it gets hydrated, his beard grows out to full length. That'd be kind of cool.
Like it used to back in the old days when it was down to here.
Oh yeah.
Everything is all nasty looking and gross.
What? Food in it. Nasty looking and gross. I only found a moth in it one time.
You'd have biscuits and everything inside there.
I liked it. But anyways, Miyagi on the Trail. The Wisconsin and Minnesota guys have a pee bottle. Uh-huh. A pee bottle. Nobody likes getting up to pee when it's negative 30 degrees. Jason wouldn't know. He refuses to come play in the snow with us.
He is correct. They ask me each year, and each year I'm like, well, I don't know. Because I would die. I would absolutely die. I'd go out in, you know, the teens, you know, 12 degrees maybe. You know, whatever, something like that, single digits, maybe. I look at their weather, and it's like with wind chill negative 50, regular negative 20 temperature. And I'm like, I will die. And they're like, not with the right gear. You'll be okay. And I'm like, no.
You've got one of those massive parka things, don't you?
It doesn't matter, bro. My body is not used. My body is not used to having 8 months out of the year winter. We have, you know, we have January, February. Then March, we're going back. December, we wear shorts a lot of times in December. You know, I know it's cold out down here today, but we have a lot of December. We're wearing shorts. So I could not handle I don't even want to handle it. Those guys are way too tough for me. You got it. You know?
That's awesome.
I'll stick with the Tennessee, North Carolina, Georgia, Kentucky backpacking during the wintertime.
Fair enough. Well, there's a Loafer X has a question. He wants to know, is the Jeremiah pee bottle dishwasher safe?
Oh, I never even considered using it in the dishwasher. I don't know if that's disgusting or sanitary.
I would say if you just put a little bleach water in it, swished it around a little bit, and then put it in the dishwasher, you might be okay.
You know, that is a good – it makes me want to ask Jeremiah a question. Do you clean your pee bottle? And then how do you clean your pee bottle? Or
especially after, like, 5 years.
Yes, and it's the same one.
Yeah.
And there's a guy, that hiking guy. He'll do his pee bottle, and he'll leave it sitting out so everybody can see it for a little while.
Ooh.
You know, be like stay away from my area type. And then he'll dump it out.
Yeah, I seen at that YouTube meetup a bottle of urine on the ground under a hammock.
That was that hiking guy.
Oh, did you just oust him? You just outed him, man.
I said, dump it at least. You know, go dump it. He's like, nah, leave it out there. He said, everybody can stay away from my area if they see that. And, well, Jeremiah, don't. No. Well, how do you
clean? You wouldn't be able to tell what Jeremiah's got all that duct tape all over it.
Yeah. I have one of those Armor. What? I don't know. You can buy them at gas stations. It's like a big bottle. It's Armor.
Body Armor, son. Is that what it's
body
called?
Body Armor. That's what it is. Body Armor. Yeah.
You buy it at a gas station. Yeah, we're Bucky's getting something to clean your feet with.
No, that's the bottle itself, where I bought the bottle itself. So, yeah. So, first of all, let me just give some advice out there to people getting pee bottles. Okay, the easiest way to start the journey is to stop at the gas station. John, why are you looking at me like that, man? People want to hear how to solve their pee bottle problems. What if somebody hasn't thought about using a pee bottle, and I'm about to
we're
give them the keys?
We're solving all the world's problems right now. That's what we're doing.
This is a dire issue.
Dire issue. You're peeing in a bottle. The end of that? It's not that big of a deal. There's only two ways you can mess it up, a small lid, big lid. If you have a small lid, you're in trouble. Well,
Jason,
so, you know.
First of all, two things. First of all, genuinely, there's more to it than that. With all due respect, Mr. Backpacking with Jason, sir. Second of all, look, if you're going to be a content creator, you got to know how to say things. So we can fluff up a little bit on this pee bottle situation.
Vestibule?
No.
Now, for those who are listening, your first-time listeners or something, for years, Jeremiah has struggled to say the word vestibule.
That's a deep
cut. It always comes out vegetable somehow. So
that's the linguistic racism that I face here on the podcast. Rearing its ugly head.
Appalachian racism.
So, yeah. No, what I'm saying is we can talk about pee bottles all different ways, and it's entertainment. And here it goes. Get you a Gatorade bottle on the way, but like Jason said, get one that has a wide mouth on it. Also, you don't want to run out of you don't want to run out of space midstream in that pee bottle. And remember, you're going to be peeing in it laying down. So the larger the Gatorade bottle, the better. Okay? The worst case scenario, you spill it, you miss it, or you run out of room in there while you're peeing in it in the middle of the night.
Do you do this in a hammock?
No, I don't do it in the hammock. The hammock, you can just unzip it and lean out.
Oh, he pees in his pee area. Oh, my goodness, you pee in your pee area in your hammock.
Your pee right area in your hammock? Yeah, you can pee on either side.
I feel like I'm Montel Williams. They're Montel Williams. Corey Bovich. That's what I feel like. I'm pulling out the truth.
If you have a zipper on both sides of your hammock, then you want to have one clean side. That's where you keep your shoes. You do not want your shoes to make it to the pee side, because if they do, you're not going to have a good morning. What?
John? JK, I've seen him disgusted. JK's face. It's just like you're peeing in your area where you're sleeping.
I don't want to smell that when I wake up in the morning.
Well, your pee, what have you been eating, man? Why is your pee so stinky?
It stinks, dude.
I stay well hydrated on trail.
Bodily waste.
I stay well hydrated on trail, and I'm not eating any asparagus or anything.
No, but you've eaten Mountain House.
No, I'm not eating Mountain House.
Oh, here now. He's not gonna eat that.
Tell him what I brought, Jason. Tell him what I brought the first night.
You've had a lot of food on trail that would be suspect for what it would do to your urine.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? What are these allegations?
Do you eat any of those meals, like peak or any of those things?
Oh, I eat them all. I'll try any of them. Send them here.
There you go.
I'll try them all.
All I know is that Unlikely Hiker is saying that pee bottles are for sissies. I just get up and go outside and bare my soul in the winter.
Melissa, yes.
Well, I would also say.
And her dog pees outside too.
Well, her dog is also a chick.
Yes, Ruby.
Yeah, well.
So you're saying women are tougher than men?
Well, they may be tougher than men, but they also have to get up out of the tent.
I think they're tougher than Jeremiah.
I don't see how Melissa could pee in the tent. Anatomically speaking, She's a lady, so she leaves the tent to go pee. So this isn't even applicable, the pee bottle.
Okay. I see where you're coming from, Jeremiah.
I was a lawyer in a past life. I still agree with her. Oh, come on.
No. You can't. The pee bottle's got to go. So we'll just start a new thing. Hashtag no wag bag. Hashtag no pee bottle.
Hashtag no pee bottle. Hey, let's get back to these questions for a second, or these comments.
Yep.
Kevin Munson said he's dug a communal cat hole for a group of four.
What?
Wow.
He's digging that a trench. A latrine.
Wow.
Was it a trench?
Well, I hope you had a bucket or something.
Some sawdust.
How deep of a cat hole did he have to dig? Yikes.
Whoever was the fourth person, I hate that for you out there. I mean, they're seeing it all. Like,
oh my gosh. Okay, so Salmon Outdoors has a good question here. Jason, yeah. I want you to answer this one. What's worse, stealing someone's cat hole or reusing someone's cat hole?
Reusing.
What about you, Jeremiah?
Because it like Jeremiah might stole my cat hole, might not, but I got a good feeling he'll go dig me another cat hole one day. Like, hey, man, sorry about that time I used your cat hole. It was emergency. I mean, I was running for the door. Yeah, I had to hurry. I'm like, okay, I understand.
Jeremiah's being real quiet right now while you're saying that. I don't know if he's going to do that.
Well, I was going to say it depends on who we're talking about here. Are you, when you say stealing someone's cat hole, are you saying that your cat hole has been stolen, but you have a bathroom emergency and you already had it all pre-planned, cat hole ready, you were just going to go poop? Or are you talking about you are the person that found someone else's cat hole and reused it? Because those are the two worst extremes of those two situations. You're the person that got stolen from, or you're the person that dug up or stepped in someone else's cat hole. Because I got to tell you, that's
a worst.
Yeah, is worse, stepping in somebody's cat hole.
Yeah, finding someone's cat hole is bad. That's the worst.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Yeah, there's some places you go, it's not hard to find other people's cat holes.
Yeah, those spots on the AT where everybody goes.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, a lot of people, they get by a tree, and it's hard. You know, I like doing it by a tree too, but there's a lot of roots, you know. Sometimes they don't dig it very deep like they should. And it gets like that because sometimes you just want, maybe you should just go right out in the middle where you could dig a real hole and put it, not so much by a tree and so forth, because there is a lot of roots. It gets pretty hard to dig.
Yeah. Okay, so we got a question here from Pack Raft the World.
Wait, John, I have a question for you.
He's asking Jason a question. He's not asking Jason a question. It's an important one.
Okay.
He says, Mr. Backpacking with Jason, sir, maybe Jeremiah was just borrowing your cat hole.
Hey, there you go. No.
Maybe he was just going to give it back.
It's a legitimate explanation there. I don't know.
I have to admit.
It's a legitimate explanation.
I have to admit, everybody's kind of wanting to know, aren't they, how the cat hole situation turned out. Everybody's like, wait a minute. Did he steal his cat hole? Or did he just buy the cat hole? Or what? But, yes, barring the cat hole, you know, I guess as long as he gives me another hole back, it'll be okay. But do not really know if it was Jeremiah. I mean, I was with a couple other people that weekend.
Technically,
and you know what? All things outdoors. He left early. He had a lot of Atog chili dogs.
Yeah.
He said, hey, man, I got to go. And he left fast. Could Atog be the guy that stole my cat hole and not Jeremiah Stringer?
Well, here's my question.
Jeremiah the whole time, he's innocent?
Well, maybe because he brought the chili dog stuff, he can be forgiven because he at least contributed something.
You know, yes, I would excuse Atod, but he's got me accusing Jeremiah this whole time.
Yeah, that's even worse.
He stole my cat hole. And it could have been not Jeremiah, but a Jeremy that's done it the whole time. Could all things outdoors be the culprit on this one? He is Indiana. Why would I accuse my Kentucky brother when I have Indiana that left early?
Well, hold on a second.
I feel like Matlock.
He's solving a mystery.
I feel like I'm alone.
Let me muddy the waters just a tad bit more, because if you remember who's on this trip, we had Jason, Jeremiah, Jeremy, and Steve.
Yes. Two of them were Californian.
I know, but whose name does not
fit?
And
they use wag bags.
Whose name doesn't fit?
Steve.
Whose name doesn't fit with Jason, Jeremiah, Jeremy?
Steve.
Mm-hmm. Muddy in the water.
Surely. He's a little feller, too.
He's a little feller from Jeremy's
California.
Defending himself right now, by the way.
He said, you know what? I got a chance not to use a wag bag. There's a hole. I don't have to dig it.
He's living the Kentucky life, man. What did Jeremy say?
Do the California guys even have trowels?
They don't need them. They don't need them if they're always using wag bags.
The California guys, I took them to Miguel's, and there's a guy with a mullet. And they went up to him and said, can I get a picture?
That's great. I said,
they're from California. And then they got pictures. I asked the guy with the mullet, I said, you rock climber or backpack? And he said, rock climber. I was like, all right.
Okay, so Salmon Outdoors, you're going to like this. Salmon Outdoors says, well, you know what they say, if the poop fits. And then he responds with, oh, okay, no one says that. To which Jeremy from All Things Outdoors simply says, I didn't poop in the woods, LOL.
Oh, he's saying he won the game.
Yes. Yep.
We have a game winner.
He tries to hold out for the whole trip.
Yeah, what if he's now just saying that? What if he's saying that he didn't poop, and that just throws you off the scent, no pun intended, because if he actually pooped in the woods and he's covering up saying that he didn't, then you wouldn't know. Because, but if he did say that he pooped in the woods, well, then he had to poop somewhere. So he's clearly trying to clear his name there.
I'm so confused. I can't figure it out now. I have a culprit in Jeremy who left early, and he's Indiana. I've got two California guys, and I'm sitting here trying to accuse my Kentucky brother of doing it.
Well, you know, Packraf the World said if he did bring the chili dog stuff and stole the cat hole, then he contributed at both ends.
That's funny.
I'm telling these comments that are fantastic. Check this one out. Melissa's back in, unlikely hiker. She says, my thru hiker friend has used her cook pot in the winter as a pee bottle. Her cook pot.
What?
She said, that's ultimate UL thru hiker mentality.
No. Oh, I got to break up with that friend.
No.
That's hiker trash.
Yeah.
That's hiker trash.
Cook pot? Melissa, surely not.
Oh, man. Now, Jeff pot? Peters.
Of all things.
Jeremiah, Jeff Peters brings up a good point, and I think you should pay real close attention to this.
Okay.
Because, it says, if you steal someone else's cat hole, dig another one for the person you stole from after you finish.
Are we saying that I?
Totally blaming you. Why not?
Is he saying that I am the one that stole a cat hole?
He's just saying if you steal.
If, okay. This is a conditional
statement. If you steal it, you should probably, when you get done, even if it's an emergency, when you're done, the emergency's over. So then you should probably dig a cat hole for the other person. Out of the kindness of your heart.
Well,
yes. Jason
should be really hurt.
This.
Jason, you should be hurt at this point at the fact that whoever stole it didn't think that when they were done, they could dig you a cat hole so you would have a place.
Well, to be honest, right where I was at, I had it in a beautiful spot and it was overlooking everything. And I was like, this is going to be the most beautiful poop I've ever had because I'm going to have the big scenery, the sunrise, the fall colors. And I mean, the colors were popping. And everything. So when I went down there, I went through the briars, went through the brush, got down there, I said, oh, no, what was this? So, yes, anybody could have dug me another hole. But I don't know if I can blame Jeremiah no more. Once I thought through it during this show, it opened my eyes. It could have been Indiana or California doing it more than Kentucky would have done it to me.
Yeah, and?
But Jeremiah, go ahead.
Rebuttal. And to muddy the waters just a bit more, technically –
muddy the waters. That's a good one.
technically, Red River Gorge is open to the public, so that we could have a poop bandit on our. John, you shake your hand, but let me tell you, at my school, before I started working there, I'll just tell you real quick. There's a guy I know known as the Poop Bandit, and this guy would have a lookout at the bathroom, and he would poop in a different urinal each day. So he'd have somebody waiting in the doorway and making sure no one was coming, and he would poop real quick in the urinal. And they never could figure out who did it, but I figured it out. You know how? I worked with this guy, and he told me about it. Also went to church with him, believe it or not. The Poop Bandit.
Let me guess. The janitor?
No, it wasn't a custodian. This was a student. This is a student. And his mom is a teacher. Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Snap.
Yep. That's all I can say.
You rascally kids.
That's all I can say without revealing who it was. So maybe we have a similar situation, a Poop Bandit on the loose.
In the Red River Gorge?
In the gorge, just seeking
there's
out.
There's a Poop Bandit right around in the gorge looking for
cattle. I just feel like these straws that Jeremiah's grasping for right now just keep getting shorter and shorter. I don't know.
Basically feel like he's guilty.
I know, man. It's getting. I think Jeremiah needs to quit coming up with other ideas because now it's starting to sound like he's trying to hide something. I don't know.
Did Atod just say, I just don't poop in the woods? That was Atod's only defense. He didn't.
So
say
he said
else.
He went to the privy because there was one at the parking lot. So when he got to his car, there was a privy there. So
he went to the privy.
It is true. There was a privy at the parking lot.
Now here's a good idea for a merch item for you, Jeremiah.
All right.
This is from Brian Winburn. He said, do the Jason Waugh cat hole flag. No flag, no hole.
Oh, who was telling us about the biodegradable? Who was telling us about that? You know what I'm talking about? The biodegradable poop markers?
It was Brian that's telling us. It's like you could put a mark there and it would, you know, go away after so much time. But that'd let everybody know it's like poops there.
What if you put a seed or something in the marker so it planted a tree? Every time you poop, you planted a tree.
Aw, how cute.
With the chemicals that are in human feces, what would that tree look like? That's my fear.
No, the feces would already be totally gone, man. The biodegradable material has to go away for the seed to even be exposed to the environment. I've thought this through, man. In the 10 seconds it took me to come up with it, I've already had a thorough thought, an Elon Musk level thought process through this.
So you're gonna build forests by pooping in the woods.
One poop.
Except for out west. Where you're not allowed to poop in the woods. So everything this side of the Mississippi will flourish. Correct?
Well, I don't know if you have all the pertinent information on wag bags, Jason. I think they're only used in areas that the environment doesn't support. A crabapple tree every
Brian Winburn for the win right there. He had for people who aren't watching. Man, this was not necessarily going to be the poop episode, but it has definitely become that. But that is the crap apple tree that he's got on here. So.
Crap apple tree. That's the
quote of the night. Like, you had a sponsor for quote of the night or the comment of the night. That would be the comment of the night right there.
Absolutely.
That's funny. Yeah. John, let me.
Beautiful settlement.
John, let me ask you a poop question real quick. I don't know
Let me ask you this real quick. We got to harken back and then your question. This has to, we have to say.
All right.
Would a cat hole for four people be called a cougar hole?
Oh, is that because it's more, it's older?
Maybe because it's much larger than like a kitty cat?
A cat hole for four people is called an outhouse. That is something if they have a bucket with a deep hole. Some kind of toilet around a privy. I mean, for four people, you just can't. No. Oh. You know, I had a friend one time. He said, how do you poop in the woods? I said, I just, you know, poop in the woods. And he said, how do you keep it from not touching your shoes and clothes? I said, bro, what kind of poop you having?
It's like, are you standing straight up? Like, what are you doing?
I don't know. I didn't know how to comprehend that question. He's like, how do you not get it all over your clothes and shoes? And I was like, I poop. I didn't know really.
What?
I don't know. Jeremiah knows who that is too. I don't want to say his name here on here though. Who okay. asked that question?
You have to tell me.
He's one of these guys who tries to, you know, not poop in the woods. You know, he tries to hold it out until the very end. And I was like, dude, I promise you, my poo don't go over my shoes and everywhere. So I don't know if his is like, I don't know. I better shut up now. Next comment.
He's going to self-incriminate here.
Packraft the World says, does Jeremiah keep his pee bottle in his vestibule? Yes, I'm a linguistic racist.
That's funny.
No, I don't know. I don't know where you keep your pee bottle, to be honest with you.
You keep it
in the vestibule?
You keep it, so if you're on a sleeping pad, you keep it on the opposite side of your water bottle. See what I mean? Like, okay. If you lay your water bottle on your right side, you want to make sure that pee bottle's on the left. Maybe even one at the head end and one at the foot end.
He's got this all to science, doesn't he? He has it down to little notes on there.
I'll tell you, man. Everybody's got a thing they like to do. I'm glad he's got one.
Yeah. Mine's pee in a bottle.
And you know what? That's backpack. Everybody has their own way, own style, own clothes, own gear that makes you feel comfortable and backpack.
Here's something I thought.
But the best advice Jeremiah could ever have, though, is from All Things Outdoors. Just don't cough.
Just don't cough. Yeah.
I'm lost. I don't know if I understand.
He's talking about while peeing in the bottle.
In the bottle. Yeah. Don't cough.
Oh,
could turn out disastrous. It's true.
That turned disastrous for him.
Pee bottles are not
all things
for
outdoors. No pee bottle.
No pee bottle.
They are for people that like to live life on the edge. But here's
you're
what
like
I was
one step from a wag bag.
That's an edge I don't want to get near.
I'm not one step from a wag bag.
Hey, you're peeing in a bottle. Might as well poop in a bag.
Well, it's circumstantial, Jason. Just like wag bags. It's circumstantial.
Okay.
He just says,
you know
okay.
where we was at this weekend?
Yeah.
It was cold to poop. It was real cold to poop.
Yeah, this is what I wanted to ask you about. So the second night, after we went and explored the Hensley settlement, and we come back to Martin's Fork. So I found it very interesting that there was an outhouse.
Yes.
With an actual toilet seat.
Yes.
And I got to say, the view also wasn't bad. But you literally went in the exact opposite direction of the outhouse. Like, it was on one side of the camping area, and we went totally on the other side and walked into the woods and pooped in the woods. So
I did.
First, I want to know why. And second, I want to know if JK – should we ask JK what he would do before your answer? Because I feel like you're going to try to sway him one way or the other.
Well, JK can answer first.
All right, JK, ask me the question first so I make sure I answer this correctly.
Would you use – if you're on a campsite and you have a privy, or would you go in the woods?
Clean.
It's just us. It's a big area. It's a beautiful area. And it's just me, Jeremiah, and my buddy Sean. Just us three.
Oh, I'm using a privy. I'm using a privy because I don't have to dig a hole. It's so much easier. You just go, sit down, do your business. You're done. I don't have to cover it back up. I'm out.
Well, where we was at, we was probably 100 feet down was a creek. And I could hear the water running and all this, and it was beautiful sound. So I went there, went back to an area, like all by myself, hung up my little thing for my poop kit, and it kind of has everything laid out. And I put my pants down, got real comfortable, could listen to the water, enjoy myself, you know, and then do some little cleaning things, you know, maybe a little Gold Bond, yada, yada, and wipe off new wipes and so forth and all that. And it's enjoyable. So I just didn't want to go to the preview, Jeremiah. So sometimes I will, sometimes I won't.
But here's my thought on that. Here's my thought on that. Just me personally. Yes. I would go to the privy, then I'd go back, grab my food bag, and go down and make coffee and sit by said creek and just hang out there without having to squat half naked pooping in
the
woods.
Now you got to think, I'm 100 feet up, so I could just hear the water. I couldn't see it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. There's too many rhododendrons and all that. So
it's ASMR is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much while I was poo-pooing. But,
that's fair.
Yeah. I mean, in the comments, let me know. Preview, outside, which one you like better.
that's the perfect poll. Let me write that down, Jason. We'll visit this on the next episode. Would you go?
Please. Yes.
We'll get to this next week. Or privy or outside.
Absolutely. Right.
Both are available. I had to figure out a way to make that question really short because Spotify, we love you, but you need to make your poll characters longer. We need more room to type to ask these questions.
And just put with weather okay, privy or outside.
Oh.
Because they don't need to say, hey, with rain, yada, yada, snow, yada, yada, blah, blah, blah.
That's true. That's true. And y'all can let us know in the comments which you would prefer here on YouTube.
Yeah, I've got speaking of, we got some stuff we need to post up here real quick. Okay. Derwin off the rails. He's our first $10 super chat for the day.
He said, thank you.
Here's some more monies for being late. He corrected himself later. It's supposed to be more monies for being late. And of course, Derwin off the rails is the alter ego of Darwin on the trail. So very glad to have him on here. Also, got a great idea here from Jeff Peters and the rebuttal from Ben McMillan. Jeff Peters says Ben McMillan should bundle the poop flag with the bear napkin.
Mm. Oh, nice. I remember the bear napkin.
Yeah. And all that Ben could say back was square up, butt cheek to butt cheek to butt cheek to butt cheek.
Oh, the four.
Oh, wait.
The four. Oh, eight butt cheeks. My God.
I don't know about that one, man. I don't think I could do that one.
I don't think so either, man. I'll pass just like JK on that one. No.
Yeah, that's disgusting. Count me out.
Well, I'm glad we really talked about a lot of backpacking gear tonight. You were listening on the podcast. Sorry about that.
Okay, speaking of
wondering about pooping in the woods,
I will tell you. I want to play something for you guys, and I want to get your opinion on this video when it's over. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So you guys watch this and let me know what you think.
We're hikers. Okay. We're gonna tell you that you're almost there, even when you're not. We're hikers. We're gonna trust all trails, even though we know better. We're hikers. We're gonna try the super, even though we're straight. We're hikers. We're hikers. We're gonna say things like, "We're hikers. We're gonna pick up your dog poop, even if you forget it." We're hikers.
I can't hear.
Okay, so
I know which one Jason's gonna like. I know it's a little bit hard to hear for us. Hopefully everybody in the audience could hear it well. Picking up the dog poop, leaving it behind. Is that what she said?
She said, "We're hikers. We pick up your dog poop when you leave it behind."
Oh, who is out there?
I'm a big advocate of, I don't mind your dog pooping outside, but just make sure it's off the trail. Because, we see deer poo, coyote poo, all that. Just try to keep it off the trail, yada, yada. I mean,
my favorite one was, we're hikers. We like to say we choose experiences over things while hiking in $1,000 worth of backpacking.
None more accurate, man.
Only thing I could think of was Jeremiah's hawkers.
Hawkers.
What's going on, hawkers?
What's going on, hawkers?
Oh, look at that.
That's it. That's all I could think of was that right there that was there. But
dude, my Siri still gets stuff wrong. When I say stuff, literally can't understand me. Another example of Appalachian racism.
I said that they should have a translation for Appalachia. Because I'm sure there's a lot of people watch my videos that has the, what do you call it?
Subtitles, closed captions.
Subtitles on there for my videos. So if they had Google Translation for Appalachian people, man, oh man. I mean, you could have more. You could have for Bayou, for down there in the Bayou. You can't hardly understand what they're saying either.
People from Boston, people from New York. We could have all kinds of different. And, I just saw this. Android is coming out with it's like their latest phone. It translates on your headphones in live conversation. So if you were speaking Spanish and I was speaking English, as long as you have your headphones in, whoever's wearing the headphones, you know, would be able to understand. So if we've both got headphones.
It's an Android?
Yeah, it will translate in live time in your ears. How crazy is that?
Well, they've been using that for years with like the UN and places like that. So, I mean, the technology's been there forever.
Now you can buy it yourself.
Finally giving it to us.
We're an untapped market, man.
Just saying.
Well, so, they can bring any technology to me. My biggest technology would be a robot. A robot that could carry my backpack, you know. I'd be like, robot, put up my hammock. Robot, make that dinner for me. Robot, go cut this wood. Robot, you know, it's time to, you know, watch out for, you know, any animals while I sleep, you know. I think a robot is like the next generation of technology where it'd be awesome. I mean, I could carry everything I wanted and be like, let's go, robot. And the robot would just follow me wherever I go. We become like good friends, hanging out. But he'd cook all my dinners, make all my fires, pack up for me, and all I have to do is hike. How awesome would that be?
Oh, dude, you're taking the backpacking out of backpacking.
I could be like, robot, go dig my cat hole. Make sure it's good and deep.
Protect my cat hole. Yeah. Be the bodyguard.
Protect my cat hole. Protect my cat hole.
Shoot on sight.
While I sleep.
A Girl Plus Dog Adventures, she wanted to talk about the subtitles for a second. She goes, it's not called subtitles for the accent. Definitely translation, which indicates it's a whole other language.
A Girl Plus Dog, are you trying to tell me Appalachia is not a whole other language?
Well, holy you're saying moly. People are racist against it, so it means it goes to a whole race of its own, right?
I mean, who says y'all? Who says paints? Who says paints?
I say that.
I mean, who says it? This is like a whole nother language. I promise you. When you say God bless them, that could mean 10,000 different things. When you say, you know, well, God bless them, you know,
bless your heart.
Oh, bless your heart. That could mean 1,000 different things.
It usually means you're
only people in Appalachia. JK.
Oh, bless your heart. And inside you're thinking,
someone sick.
You're an idiot.
Say, bless her heart. And there could be somebody struggling in math for who's failed third grade five times. Well, bless their heart. You could have a guy that just hit a home run. Bless his heart. I love that boy. You have a guy struck out. Bless their heart. Bless their heart is a lot of different meanings. It's just the way you put it on there.
Well, you know, Girl Plus Dog Adventures went a step further. She said, maybe my next video should be just about what translating what Jeremiah is saying.
I don't think Jeremiah has the baddest accent as mine.
I could do episodes called Translating My Friends, and I could do you guys, I could do the guys that are from Minnesota. You know, I could do the guys from the Northeast.
Yeah.
The Canadian guys.
Wisconsin.
Something I don't think people understand in Kentucky, for those listening around the world live now, in Kentucky, I'm sure it's like anywhere else, different parts of the state, people sound totally different. So the Far East, the coal miner country, sounds totally different than the west side of Kentucky, which is like 5 hours away. And they sound like they're, you know, Midwesterners, as were people in Lexington sound like city folks, and people where I'm from sound like a blend between, you know, the Eastern and the more little mountain area, I would call it.
You're in Appalachia. You're in Appalachia.
Yeah, but I'm saying
Jeremiah lives in Appalachia.
Some parts of Appalachia, I think, sound a little bit different. You know, like South Central Kentucky, Northern Kentucky, Western Kentucky, Eastern Kentucky, all different. Miyagi what? He doesn't have
Miyagi on the trail says, what? I don't have an accent. So I have to tell you something really funny. I got a buddy named Adam, and he used to live in Wisconsin, and he moved down here, and he'd been living down here about a year and a half. And some friends of ours came down, and they were talking, and they went to go do something. And when they walked off, he just looked at me real funny, and he goes, I heard it. It's like, what did you hear? He goes, the Wisconsin accent. And he just looks at me dead serious and he goes, it's awful.
It's awful.
He grew up in Wisconsin his whole life. You don't hear it if you live there. Oh, gosh. Gone Feral with Squidly is lying. He said there are no accents in Alabama except the people who move here.
Squidly.
Oh,
no, he knows there's an no.
Bless your heart.
Bless your heart. Hey, Squidly, I just seen a person post on there that Bucky's in North Alabama, if you're the manager of the car wash at Bucky's, you make $125K a year.
What?
If you are the janitor, the guy that cleans the bathroom at Bucky's, $40K a year in North Alabama. If you're the manager of a Bucky's in North Alabama, $225 a year.
There's no way this is true. There's no way.
You can look it up. It's worth a Google. It's worth a Google.
I want to get that.
In North Alabama. So Bucky's, I give the owner of Bucky's a big props. You know, if you're paying people, like in North Alabama, there's nobody out there saying $20 an hour for minimum wage. You know, their minimum wage is, I don't even know what it is, but.
$7.25.
I'd say $8 an hour or $7.25. So a person is paying that much at Bucky's, I give them big props. Good for the people at Bucky's for that, especially in North Alabama.
The deli associates make $17.66 an hour.
At where?
Wow.
Where you're talking about. Yeah.
Bucky's. Deli, $17.66.
That's a good starting job. Man, you know, when I started teaching, I started at $36K. That means that
so the guy cleaning the bathroom, and I
graduated with a bachelor's degree, 4 years education.
I'm sorry, Jeremiah. I'm sorry. Kentucky just can't pay you. I'm sorry.
I got to move to Alabama.
You're going to move to Alabama.
And get a job at Bucky's as a custodian. What did you used to do? No, I taught for 10 years. Educating youth, but I get paid more here at Bucky's.
Bucky's.
Now
at the car wash.
I'm looking at some of these average salaries, and you're right, man. It's crazy. It says that stocking associates make $24.95 an hour.
It's insane, man. And I think the guy at Bucky's, I give him big props for this.
Yeah.
Because that's just saying, hey, I'm going to give you a good money, you know, might give you a good pay out there. But
yeah.
Jeremiah, sooner or later, Kentucky will be able to afford to pay teachers, but not right now. But you know, in Kentucky, what we say, at least we're not Mississippi.
Oh, Jason. Sorry to our Mississippi listeners. We've been making hardcore fun of California, and now you're bringing Mississippi into the mix. And Jason, I will tell you,
we are losing subscribers.
We're losing them
right
by the
tonight. That's all I'm saying.
Our number one listener area is California. They lead the podcast in states listen.
Dang it! I'm sorry, California.
I think they laughed.
I'm backpacking with Jason. I'm California. Please like, subscribe, you know, backpacking with Jason's right here. Everybody in California, just please check out my channel. You'll enjoy it. How about that?
I think they're laughing right along with us, man. I think
I believe they like my joke, at least we're not Mississippi, because they understand it's Mississippi.
He doubled down on Mississippi.
All of our
sorry, Mississippi.
I mean, he tripled down.
You are Mississippi.
Quadruple.
We lost JK. He's out of here.
Our subscriber count just dropped. Jason's getting canceled. It's right there.
Jason.
Oh, you got an ouch from Mississippi right there.
Ouch.
Well, Jason is no longer welcome in Mississippi. You're getting scolded by Bridget Stringer. She says you can't complain about linguistic racism if you're going to be mean to others.
Oh, look at Bridget.
Jason is instigating a range war. And then you got one person who's on your side. The best part of Mississippi is the border.
See,
Why would I go to Mississippi? If somebody had it on there, don't go to Mississippi.
Maybe you want to watch an Ole Miss game.
The best Waffle House I've ever been to in my life was in Mississippi.
Hey, can I tell you something funny?
Yeah.
Those two guys that came from California, I said, you know, you're here in Kentucky. What would you want to do? And they said, we want to go to Waffle House. And they went twice. They went to Waffle House for dinner. They went to Waffle House for breakfast. They got them coffee mugs. They got, you know, anything they could get. They was like, we want to go to Waffle House. And they loved it. Absolutely loved it. I was shocked. I was like, really? That's what you want to go? You want to go to Waffle House? He's like, yep. Yep. We want to go to Waffle House. I was like, all right. I was like, what's up? You know?
That's one thing
I gotta give Squid. I gotta give Squidly a hard time real quick. He said JK was mean to Alabama accents, but I'm gonna let it slide. I wasn't mean to that accents. I just said you had one. There's a huge difference. You said you didn't have one, so come on. Let's be real.
Squidly's got one. Squidly.
Oh, he's absolutely got one.
Yes,
but I like it. I have nothing wrong with the accent.
Hey,
I like the accent.
If I,
so I'm not being mean. I'm just saying you got one.
Would you all recognize the most annoying player that I've ever seen in college basketball that's Mississippi related? Done a lot of this. You know who that is?
I can't remember his name.
Marshall Henderson.
Yeah.
Another terrible product of Mississippi. Marshall Henderson.
I will agree.
They played Western.
Let me tell you something else that's annoying. Mississippi State. Whenever you go play a football game there, they got that stupid cowbell that they're ringing the whole time.
Yeah.
It's like just a cowbell ringing.
I just want to say I love Mississippi. I think people from Mississippi are awesome.
Me too.
The comments made in this podcast do not necessarily reflect one of the co-hosts of this show. I just want to say
they do not reflect the core values of this show.
Jeffy because and now Jeremiah is instigating a war.
I'm stoking it.
Mississippi. Hey, tell me who's the big backpacking channel out of Mississippi? Yeah, I'll wait.
Who
there
is
one?
Oh, yeah. Is there no backpacking in Mississippi?
Well, tell me the big channel is a backpacker in Mississippi.
I couldn't tell you the best backpacking channel from a lot of states.
Oh, John coming in with the logic.
I didn't say a lot of states. I just said Mississippi.
I couldn't tell you who the biggest one in Indiana is.
Now, if the Swamp Kings, Swamp People, if they're in Mississippi, I can handle that. But I don't know if they're in Mississippi. They might be Louisiana. It's Swamp People, Louisiana.
Yeah, I think that's Louisiana. They have their own way of doing things, too. And they hunt gators.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a good question. I got a good question from Doc Watson. Wants to know about the California guys. But yep. Did they go to Waffle House at 2 a.m.?
Oh.
No.
Didn't get the true experience.
They went for dinner, then they went for breakfast. But no, Doc, the 2 a.m. Waffle House is the way to go. Covered, yep. Smothered, and chunked.
Oh, yeah. And Gary B. says everyone's got a Waffle House after midnight story.
Oh, yeah dude.
I didn't know that the Waffle House was wasn't that west. I did not know that. So yeah. I was kind of shocked.
Now we're going to see another war started.
If Doc is still on here, Doc, how come y'all don't cook biscuits up north? Every time I go up north, I can't ever get a biscuit or biscuit and gravy. So I asked somebody for biscuit and gravy. He looked at me all weird.
I was going to say, I never had biscuits and gravy until I moved in the South.
What?
It's a Southern thing.
It's a Southern food, man.
So Wisconsin? Wisconsin don't have biscuit and gravy?
They got Peak
Refuel. I
mean,
I'm sure you can find it somewhere, but it's not like a normal thing. They don't do it all the time.
Look at Peak Refuel, bringing biscuit gravy to the world.
Here we go, man. Spreading it. Derwin off the rails. Shoney's is greater than Waffle House.
What?
Ooh. You know what I have
I
to
like
say
to
that?
I
you know what I have to say to that? Then why are all the Shoney's shutting down?
Oh, Waffle House is flourishing. Waffle House knows their clientele. They knows what.
Just saying, man. Just saying.
We have a Frisch's Big Boy in Georgetown, and somebody stole the sign. Stole that big freaking Big Boy sign.
They stole the statue?
Yeah, it's like 8-9 foot tall.
Yeah,
it's like, who put all that work into stealing that statue?
Is that thing made out of concrete? I mean, how heavy is that? How do you even steal it?
I don't know. It was on the news. I don't even know why I said it. Now I feel like I'm Mississippi.
Oh, it's smacking Mississippi again.
Okay, Jason, there's a question for you on here. It's a good one. This is a good one. It's from Jamie McCracken. Yeah. He says, changing the subject, but does Jason have any big outside of Kentucky backpacking plans in the next year or two? Would love to see more videos of his outside of Kentucky with his energy.
There's two of them that it's kind of close to Art Loeb Trail, and I won't go back to the Bear Rocks Trail in West Virginia. What is that? Dolly Sods. I want to go back and do the Dolly Sods again, and the Art Loeb Trail in North Carolina. And then I would like to hit a lot more Virginia this summer and so forth. Try to hit some of those bigger areas, backpacking without getting all hot. And I'm putting a trip together for a New Hampshire trip with Justin again. I didn't get to see Justin with It's Good in the Woods this year. So trying to get back down there and do like a canoe trip. I want to do a canoe trip in Maine, actually. I want to be close to Canada and Maine and do a trip up in that area, which I think would be awesome. And if there's an extra canoe, might bring Stringer or JK if you want to come along, drag you along too. So it's so far away, I can't take my kayak. So I'm asking Justin how many canoes he has. But those are some trips that, yeah, that I'm wanting to do, definitely. And Lexington just got a thing where they have a round trip where it's no stops to Colorado. So I might fly up there and try to hit
Hold up. Say it again?
Lexington is starting to have, round trip to Colorado with a non-stop, Lexington to Denver. Lexington to Denver, Denver to Lexington.
Wow. Ooh. Now that, that sounds good.
That'll get you in the
I need to do that.
Yeah.
Definitely
and, Colorado's a freaking playground. You know, it's just a huge outdoor playground for anything. There's so many trails, so many things you can hit out there. It's incredible.
Hey, Colorado, Ben McMillan offered to you. Ben McMillan wants to offer up. If you go to Dolly Sods, hit him up. He'll be your interpreter.
Oh.
You got that right, Ben. I know Ben loves Dolly Sods.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to do that loop again. I did it with, like, Tim Watson and I don't even remember who I was there. But anyway, it was a beautiful trail. The Dolly Sods is really incredible. And it's like, what is it, maybe 5,000 feet up, something like that, 5,000-6,000, something like that. West Virginia, period, is a beautiful state. Just beautiful. Yeah. I'd like to get more into West Virginia and check a lot more of it out.
Don't they have the New River Gorge or something like that there too?
Yeah, but I just don't know how many trails that they
are. I don't know. I've always heard it's nice though.
Yeah. So I mean, they have a lot of the Class 5 rapids, they have to get people to do and stuff with everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So well,
Jeremiah,
what?
I just realized it is time to start wrapping this thing up. I just want to say, Jason, you on here tonight, we ended up with 411 comments.
Unbelievable. That may be a record.
I love you people. I love
there
all
are
you.
So
yeah, I love
folks.
You too, man.
If your comment didn't get up here, please don't be offended. I couldn't get a third of these comments up because there were so many. But man, it's been a good night, man. Jason, whenever you're on here, it's a good night.
Both you all are my Kentucky brothers, and it's always so much fun hanging out with you all. The hour always flies by, and people in the comment section, joining in, we know a lot of them, and it's always so much fun. So much fun, it feels like we're all just hanging out around a campfire, and it gives that good camaraderie feeling, just like when you're backpacking together, like the YouTube meetup.
There you go.
It's all out there, like 40 of us out there hanging out. It's good times. Good times. Everybody in the comments section, I love you all. Y'all are so much fun, so much joy. These comments tonight are so Miyagi. I love Miyagi.
Well, all I want to say is if you're listening online or if you're watching on YouTube, definitely check out Backpacking with Jason on YouTube and on TikTok. And on Instagram, you're all over the place, man. I think it's backpacking_with_Jason on Instagram.
Am I allowed to say a funny story before we get off here about
absolutely.
Facebook?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You sure? Am I, Jeremiah?
Yeah, you could say it.
Okay.
Well, hang on. So but one thing before you tell your story.
Yeah, it's quick.
Jason, I used to think you were cool, but these Mississippi guys comments.
Oh, tie-dye.
I tease a tie-dye. Don't get mad at me. I love the tie-dye. We met her at the meetup out there. So usually you can get hold of Backpacking with Jason on Facebook, and I have a pretty good following on there, which I love, and I think it's so much fun. And I have my own personal account, just me with my family, friends, and all this. Well, Miyagi was sending me on Instagram some funny videos and stuff. Well, I thought it'd be funny just for me to moon Miyagi on Instagram and send him a picture of it. So I did it, and me and Miyagi is like, ha, 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 so funny. Well, the next day, Facebook said, you broke our rules, and you are banned or disqualified or something. So if anybody's looking for me on Facebook and I'm not answering anything, that's because Facebook took me down because I mooned Miyagi. But, you know, we got rid of the we got rid of the picture on the Instagram. So I'm going to try to talk to Facebook. Instagram really didn't care that I mooned Miyagi. I mean, Instagram didn't care at all. But Facebook kind of took a little different way, and they got mad at me. And I really wouldn't think that that would have happened. I really feel bad about it now that I'm off Facebook, because it's a good way to reach my family. But if anybody's out there trying to get a hold of Backpacking with Jason on Facebook, remember, I mooned Miyagi and I got disqualified. So if you're ever doing stuff with a friend, don't moon them, okay? Down there.
It's funny because they're owned by the same company. They're both Meta. Meta owns Facebook and Instagram, but I guess they have different community guidelines.
Yeah. Miyagi hit me up the other day. He said, you still banned from Facebook? I said, yeah, I'm still banned from Facebook.
But Backpacking with Jason's on there.
Got canceled by Zuck. Yeah, Zuck freaking canceled me, stinking Zuckerberg. He's too scared to fight Elon anyway. Zuckerberg will. Yeah, Elon was whooped to him.
Yeah, hey, do you think
smacked him around?
You think you can take Mark Zuckerberg if y'all rolled in jiu-jitsu?
Absolutely.
He's been training, dude.
I have too.
He's been training. Go ahead.
Zuckerberg would be like a little high school boy from Mississippi. I just smack him around and not even worry about it.
You will not lay off that poor state. I'll tell you, man.
He's just having fun, man. That's who he is.
That's hilarious.
What's he supposed to do?
College degree from Mississippi State or something like that.
Well, all I know is Ben McMillan says he feels bad for Jason, but he feels worse for Miyagi. I would have to agree with that.
Oh, man.
Well, it happened, so, yeah. No more Facebook for me for a while. I figured they'd let me back on there, but this has been like a month, and they haven't ever let me back on.
Suspended his personal account, but you're Backpacking with Jason's on there. I searched for his name, and it's not on there, but Backpacking with Jason is, but I haven't seen you post anything on there.
They won't let me. Usually I link it with Instagram. Instagram's like, nope. They won't let us. It just says nope. Same thing I try to put on there. They're like, nope. So I'm like, if I could just put something, but, you know, I like answering the comments if somebody's leave something, but I can't even do that. So no, they Zuckerberg Mississippi.
You're in Meta jail.
I'm in Meta jail. Yeah.
In Meta jail.
That's funny. Well, Jason, thanks so much for being on here, dude.
Yeah.
You're the man, dude. Seriously, you're the man.
It's always fun. You know, it's always fun. And if y'all get a chance, please check out Backpacking with Jason on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. I put it on all those. Used to be Facebook too, but who would have known? When this debate gets kicked off.
Who needs
Facebook's
them?
For old people.
Yeah. I have Facebook.
Hey, I love everybody, and always remember, got one life. Live it.
Oh, beautiful.
There it is right there, man. We'll catch you in just a minute.
All right, see
ya. Oh, my gosh. Dude, wow. Seriously.
You guys are a joy to be around. I'm so glad that, who was it? Jason Helmendahler put together a trip 5 years ago or whatever, and I got to meet Jason. And every time I see him, it's always just fun. Every time.
It's funny. That trip was the first YouTube meetup trip that I think I ever watched.
That was the first one I ever went on. First other YouTubers that I met ever was that trip, and it turned into.
And you were the smallest channel or one of the smallest channels on that, weren't you?
Oh yeah, man, my channel was basically non-existent at the time.
That's crazy, man. Well, listen, Derwin off the rails. Make sure you send us your information. Jeremiah will send you a personalized pee bottle,
with my sticker on it. On the lid.
With a sticker on it, so you could have your own Jeremiah Stringer pee bottle. I still think it's great that he followed through on that. And now we have to send one. That's just funny. Also, Jeremiah, you forgot something this week.
What's it?
You had a little price you were supposed to pay this week.
Oh, is this are you talking about the dress?
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally forgot. We'll have to reschedule.
I guess we have to put it off one more week.
Yeah, we'll have to reschedule.
That's one more week. And I think next week our last one till Christmas, till after Christmas?
I don't know. Yeah, December the 4th.
Yeah, that's our last live stream. Then we'll still be doing the audio podcasts, and there'll be videos that pop up on Wednesdays on YouTube, but this is our last live stream until January, right?
Expect us back. Actually, it's typically the second week of February, around Valentine's Day, to celebrate the love.
That's right. That's right. We always come back around Valentine's Day.
But we will definitely continue to post the episodes on YouTube. Check them out every Wednesday at 6 a.m. on any platform that podcasts exist on.
And like we said earlier, if you get on YouTube, definitely check out Backpacking with Jason if you haven't already. He's just a good man who loves being outdoors. And when you watch his videos, he's infectious. And he always has this to say.
Got one life. Live it.
So with that said, for myself and Jeremiah Stringer, thank you for tuning into the Backpacking Podcast.
Adios, folks.